Daily Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about gun laws, gun bans, and freedom for Americans in the aftermath of this Connecticut shooting, which is this horrible tragedy that is being shamelessly exploited by the gun grabbers. Meanwhile, the pharmaceutical companies are desperate to keep suppressed, keep hidden the link between these prescription antidepressants and these senseless acts of violence. And again, SSRIstories.com, go there, read it for yourself. Web search SSRI violence or SSRI suicide or SSRI homicide, and you shall attain enlightenment. You will find the information the pharmaceutical companies are desperate to keep from you about just how dangerous these chemicals are. And they are sold to Americans, they're prescribed to kids who may not even really need them, because it's good for business, and it's good for money, and it's good for all of this stuff. And it's going to backlash on them. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is considering signing a bill that will allow teachers to carry concealed guns in schools, so that if some wacko whose brain has been melted on SSRIs walks in, they can deal with the situation and not just be trapped there in this no-gun zone, giant open-air shooting gallery. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Jason in Ohio. Aloha, Jason. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Mike. I just wanted to talk about the Chantix.
Yes.
I had a co-worker that was on it for smoking cessation.
Yes.
Back in the day. And ironically, it made him smoke more. And also, it
well, there's
him,
a good drug for you.
Yeah, yeah. It actually like made him apprehensive, and he ended up smoking more because he was nervous all the time. But also, it caused him really vivid, like ultraviolet dreams.
Yeah.
And then eventually, he started getting to the point where he was like having out of body experiences while he was awake, and he had to discontinue the drug. And on top of all that, it was off-label at the time for smoking cessation. So he had to be put down as mentally ill. And now he can no longer even purchase guns legally because of that on his record.
Well, again, it all goes back to the fact that the American Orthodox medical establishment has transitioned from an institution that cares for the health of the American people into one that simply sees marketing opportunities for products that are out there. The FDA does not check these drugs. They rely on the pharmaceutical companies to do safety tests on the products they're putting into the market. It's a classic case of what happens when you have a fascist state where government and corporations are aligned together against the general population. Nobody's looking out for the people, which is what the government's job is supposed to be. They're all hand in glove. There are all these revolving doors where people are going back and forth between these pharmaceutical medical corporations and the FDA and USDA. And it's the same kind of corruption we see in the military revolving doors and the financial revolving doors. It's just the entire system has gone completely corrupt. And we, the American people, are expected to pay for it and suffer for it. And when we suffer harm at the hands of these drugs, it's all hushed up as a threat to profitability, threat to campaign contributions, threat to successful advertising contracts. And the health and welfare of the American people, it's not a priority any longer. We're at the bottom of the ladder.
I'm with you. Keep up the good work.
All right, I will do my best. I will absolutely, absolutely do my best. All righty. I think I've mentioned this before, but speaking about Obama killing more innocent children with his drones than our Connecticut shooter did. Apparently, the U.S. They're still asking for it. I jumped the gun on this one. We don't have a decision from the judge yet. We'll be back after these commercials.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
On the 5th day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me 5 droppings for dollar guests, 3 fell auto makers, 2 melting ice caps, and the fear mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go back to the phones. Natalie in California. Aloha, Natalie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha, Mike. I wanted to let you know I've been one of those SSRI users. Actually, the military put me on it, and I've been on it now for like 16 years. Mm-hmm. It is absolute hell coming off of it. And
yes,
it's worse than heroin because it stays in your system longer than more than 2 weeks, sometimes up to a year. And unfortunately, the pharmaceutical companies not only covered up their findings on a lot of these SSRIs, but there's no protocol for coming off of these drugs.
I remember years ago, before we realized that formaldehyde was the problem with my wife's joint pain, the doctors had her on Neurontin, which is also, I believe, an SSRI. And when she finally decided she couldn't handle that anymore and quit, the doctor didn't bother to tell her that she had to come off slowly or she could go into convulsions.
Right.
You know, and, oh, you're convulsing. I got a medicine for that here. You know, your leg
more
dropped
drug
off. I got a pill for that. You know, it's all about pushing more product.
It is, and it's the pharmaceutical and medical companies have become a corporation. Even the statin drugs now are so harmful, and the FDA is doing nothing about this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to let you guys know, I mean, all of our military, that's the first thing that they're put on if anything goes wrong. And you go to the VA, there is no protocol for coming off these drugs.
You know, that raises a question in my mind, because we were hearing only the other day that they're expecting the statistics for military suicides to be higher in 2012 than they were in 2011. And I understand that people in the military, especially in the combat zones, they're under extreme amounts of stress. They're deeply morally conflicted. They know this is not a just and moral war, and they're having to deal with that. But I'm wondering how many of these military suicides are themselves linked to the SSRIs these troops are being given.
Probably a lot. Again, it's all about control. And once you get in and you're threatened and you're owned, you realize you love your country, but you hate your government. And it's as they say, everything slides downhill. It comes from the top. So the ones at the bottom are basically cannon fodder. They're disposable.
Well, that's what Henry Kissinger said. Military people are just dumb, stupid pawns to be spent for foreign policy. And it is unfortunately an attitude not confined to Henry.
Yes, but I wish our young people would wake up in the military and would realize that they don't need to be on these drugs. They don't need to be fighting an unjust war. They can actually say enough is enough.
Well, I think we're coming up on that point here. You know, we had people like Lieutenant Aaron Watata, who refused to deploy because he did not feel this was a just war and an appropriate legal use of U.S. military resources. And they fought him tooth and nail. They tried to find reasons to jail him. And in the end, the military court said, yeah, under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which allows everybody in uniform to refuse an illegal order, Watata was right, and they let him go.
Yeah, but that'll be scarce soon once the courts are controlled. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Natalie, and we're going to get back to this story here. It's all coming down to the right to keep and bear arms. Now, we had a caller before from Chicago, and I wanted to mention this at the time. The Chicago police conducted their own study on gun ownership and crime. And they concluded, this is a police department, concluded, allowing citizens to carry concealed weapons deterred violent crime and did not produce any increase in accidental deaths. It was all upside. Criminals and guys with their brains melted on pharmaceutical medications are going to go to areas where they know their victims cannot fight back. That's why they're always going to these gun-free zones. That's why crime is higher in areas where there are gun bans. It's just common sense here. I want to read you some quotes about the right to keep and bear arms from the people who basically gave us that right or recognized that right. They didn't give it to us. They recognized the right. Laws that forbid the carrying of arms disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man. This is Thomas Jefferson. The Constitution preserves the advantage of being armed, which every American possesses over the people of almost every other nation, where the governments are afraid to trust the people with arms. It's James Madison. If circumstances should at any time oblige the government to form an army of any magnitude, that army can never be formidable to the liberties of the people while there is a large body of citizens, little if at all inferior to them in discipline and the use of arms, who stand ready to defend their rights and those of their fellow citizens. Alexander Hamilton. Arms discourage and keep the invader and plunderer in awe and preserve order in the world as well as property. Horrid mischief would ensue were the law-abiding deprived of the use of them. It's Thomas Paine. Notice he put that word plunder in there, because that's what we're facing here. The plundering of the American people by the U.S. government and Wall Street. They still cannot man up and admit that this Ponzi scheme banking system has failed. And their solution continues to be, we're going to grab more wealth from the American people and use it to patch over all these deficits. Cover up the crimes. That's their solution. And that's why there's a big push to disarm the American people and to arm the federal government before the reality of what this fiscal cliff really sinks into the American people and what it means. There is a huge financial crash coming. It is the fault of the United States government even more so than Wall Street. We expect Wall Street bankers to behave the way they do. They're money junkies. The treason against the American people was the government gladly selling us into their slavery in exchange for a campaign contribution back in 1913. And that Congress knew what they were doing was going to be harmful to the nation because the Federal Reserve is the third private central bank this nation has been inflicted with. And every government from 1913 on goes along with the scam because the financial services industry, it's not an industry, it doesn't make anything, it just shuffles paper around. I don't like calling it an industry. The financial services conglomerates are some of the largest of the financial contributors to campaigns. Go back and look at who was donating money to Romney and Obama this last election, and you're going to see, you know, J.P. Morgan and Citigroup and all these other people up there. They're writing the big checks to make sure the U.S. government works for the banks and not for you, the American people. And it's going to come to a crisis. Now, again, I do not support the idea of an armed revolution by the American people. But at this point, I don't think it can be held off. And I'm going to repeat again, the reason to not resort to violence is because the first side to resort to violence loses in the court of world opinion. The U.S. government wants you to pick up a gun and start shooting politicians and TV stations and radio stations. They need that because then they're justified in suspending the Constitution, declaring martial law, and saying, for the good of the nation and our future generations, we are now a dictatorship. So patience. I am convinced that the U.S. government and the economy are going to collapse of their own internal rot and corruption exactly the same way the Soviet Union collapsed. There'll be very little bloodshed. There'll be a period of confusion while we form a new nation, and then we'll take off and we'll be running and we'll be America again, and we'll be the better for it, just as the new Russian republics are a much better situation for the Russian people than life under the Soviet Union. Seeing more and more of these articles, would banning guns really help our society? And the reality is, no, it doesn't. When they banned guns in Australia, gun crime went up because the bad guys kept their guns and they're walking around saying, hey, nobody can shoot back, let's go on a rampage. Same thing in Great Britain. When they banned gun ownership, you can still have shotguns and sporting rifles, but they have to be kept at government-licensed sporting clubs where you're not allowed to take your own gun home with you. You have to go to the sporting club. They'll let you have your gun to play with, and then they'll take it back and you go home. Violent crime went up. All crime went up. Violent crime went up. Britain justifies continuing their gun ban on the justification that the British people feel they're safer with the gun ban. I'm not even sure that's true. But it basically says banning the guns was the agenda, not reducing crime, not reducing mass shootings, but disarming the people to keep them helpless and dependent. That is the goal. Everywhere gun bans have gone into effect, gun crime has gone up, violent crime has gone up, genocides have followed. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Colorado gun background checks are breaking records after the Connecticut shooting. People understand what is going on. They're arming up. I love that caller who called in and said there are signs in the front of the gun shops with Obama's face saying top salesman. Every time he starts screaming about banning guns, gun sales go through the roof. Now, speaking of agendas, apparently down in Paragould, Arkansas. We've got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to hold this story over the break because you're not going to believe this one. We'll be right back.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're still talking about gun control and the Connecticut shooting. And got an email here that raises a very good point. You know how the government has been saying, we're reading all your emails, we're watching you with TV cameras, we're looking for signs that something may go wrong, you know, we're profiling you, we're scanning you, we're raiding your computer. Certainly didn't help stop the Connecticut shooting, did it? And this was a guy who spent a lot of time on computers. Apparently, he had previously helped set up a computer network for that school. And so all this talk about Big Brother watching us to protect us from terrorism. Remember I told you it's all a bluff to trick you into being silent? This proves it. They didn't know this guy was going to do what he did. Absolutely. All right, take a phone call. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
You know, the thing is, I kind of noticed when I was watching the media, it's just, they're pushing this thing. They are so belligerent, they are going to run out of steam. No matter how
many. They already are.
And the thing is,
they're not getting the traction.
And I already talked to a commander in the sheriff's department in my county. If Obama signs an executive order to go physically grab the guns out of the people's hands, they will not give any support to the BATF if they come in their county.
Well, to be very honest, I don't think Obama would do that because he knows that would provoke a confrontation where people are going to start shooting. And the government would be seen as the aggressor in that case. What they're going to do is, because we have all obediently registered our guns over the years, we will get a letter saying, we are aware you have the following guns in your home. You have 30 days to surrender them at whatever. And then if you don't surrender them, you'll get another letter saying, this is your final warning. We're going to, attach your bank account, or we'll seize your home or something if you do not surrender your guns. And they'll just do it piecemeal like that. Nobody, BATF has got such a vile reputation anyway, especially after Waco, Texas, that if anybody saw BATF walking down the street, you know, in force, it's almost a guarantee there'd be a violent reaction to that. So they'll do it with paper.
If they send those letters out, that would start an uproar too.
Yeah, but only if people would stand up and publicly say, I got one of these gun grabber letters and I'm going to refuse to acknowledge it, and start pulling people together around them. Well, but the gun grab, the government is going to try and do the gun grab one person at a time. So only one person in the neighborhood will get the letter. Then they'll wait a few weeks and then they'll target a second person in the neighborhood and they'll try and spread it out. If the U.S. government send in the BATF or the army to disarm the American people, that absolutely would provoke a violent confrontation. And again, in the eyes of the world, it would be the U.S. government seen as the aggressor.
Well, you know, the thing is, I went to a Christmas party last night at McDonald's.
Yes.
One of my friend employees, who's an employee there, and I talked to the manager, and guess what? He's going to ignore the franchise rules. He's going to put CCW welcome. CCW customers welcome. He's going to have his store managers trained.
I think that's an excellent thing to do. I mean, McDonald's, you know, has a very high incidence of crime and robbery. And, if one McDonald's robber, I mean, we used to have this joke about, you know, the Jack in the Box credit card, you know, was a 38 snub nose. I think, one dead robber in the middle of a McDonald's, and the entire McDonald's franchise is going to see their losses to crime just plummet.
Well, and the thing is, the media don't realize, it's more like, and the gun grabbers don't realize, it's like their belligerence is being exposed, because everywhere these shootings, everywhere these incidents happen out in Oregon, a concealed carry person ignoring the gun-free zone laws stopped a shooter out there. Then you go to Connecticut, where you got a gun-free zone where everybody was fishing a barrel. You know,
well, Connecticut has some of the strictest gun laws in the entire nation. Didn't stop this from happening. What it stopped were other citizens being able to protect themselves. If one of the teachers had been carrying concealed, there'd be only one dead body instead of 28.
Like I say, their belligerence is running out of steam, and I think it's going to be like a boomerang coming back on them.
It's already happening. Gun sales are up. Gun background checks are setting records in Colorado. We just talked this story about this governor's getting ready to sign a law allowing teachers to carry concealed carry in the classrooms. And I know the gun grabbers are always saying, well, if you arm everybody, it's just going to be a shooting spree. No, actually, if everybody's armed, nobody is going to shoot anything because of the fear of retaliation. Okay? Now, do you know why the gunfight at the OK Corral is such an historical event?
It's I never thought about that.
Well, it's an illustration of public perception. Okay? The whole image of the Wild Wild West was manufactured propaganda by Eastern industrialists who were losing their workers out to homestead the West and sort of get away from that whole city life. And so they hired all these writers to do these dime novels about what a terrible place the West was, and there were bushwhackers and Indians were scalping and crime was running rampant and everybody was shooting everybody, and it was all made up nonsense. And the reason the gunfight at the OK Corral was an historical event is because it was rare.
I want to say something.
Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, Infection Killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
America, welcome back to the show here. And let me give you a little interesting piece of history and public perception. The gun grabbers are out there trying to say that if we were all armed, it would be just like the Wild West. Everybody's shooting at everybody, carrying guns on their hips and so forth and so on. And the reality is that the so-called Wild West was actually a lot more peaceful than the eastern cities at the same time. In fact, there's a movie out, Gangs of New York, that was all about the draft riots in New York, where the Navy went in and literally shelled Manhattan Island because of all the rioting that was taking place over the military draft. And here's some historical insights. Do you know why cowboys wore guns in holsters on their belt? They weren't looking for trouble. The reason holsters became standard kit for cowboys was very simple. If you're out there riding on the range and your horse got spooked and bolted and you were thrown from your saddle with your foot still in the stirrup, you would be dragged to death unless you were able to shoot the horse. And that's why you wanted to have the gun on your hip. Now, you know that image of the Western town where the two antagonists are at opposite ends of Main Street, and they walk toward each other with their fingers twitching and their eyes glaring, and they do that fast draw thing. It never actually happened in history. Even the gunfight at the OK Corral, they were basically hiding behind barrels and shooting each other, and it was a situation that clearly got out of control. But the reason the gunfight at the OK Corral became so historical is it was rare. A genuine shooting on that scale simply had not happened, and that's why it was a big news story of the day. And I'll give you another little insight on this one. Do you know why Hollywood always tells the story of the gunfight at the OK Corral from the point of view of the ERPs? Because both sides in the disagreement had legitimate grievance. It's because Wyatt Earp, after he left Tombstone, went out to Hollywood, and he was hired as an advisor for the brand new silent film industry, and he was an advisor for silent cowboy stars like Tom Mix. And that's why Hollywood's always told the story of the gunfight of the OK Corral from the point of view of the Earp brothers. And the Clantons got short shrift on that whole deal. George, are you still there, or am I talking to an empty phone? Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay, good. So basically, you know, that's the situation where they're trying to basically come up with this idea that if everybody is carrying guns, it's going to be as violent as the Wild West. The Wild West wasn't violent. The prevalence of guns is what kept things peaceful and under control. There were some wild times where people would fire guns in the air and the rest of that situation. But the actual per capita murder by guns in the Wild West is far lower than you'll find in any American inner city today.
Well, didn't people on the West Coast, the East Coast, die more from dueling? I mean, a fast draw in the West is just as much as dueling.
Well, it was considered dueling and honorable, but it was all a fairy tale. On the East Coast, dueling was outlawed, I think, not all that long after the Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr situation. And so certainly, I mean, if you look at the way guns were being handled by organized crime, it was drive-by shootings. No, you didn't give your target an opportunity to defend themselves. It was all, you know, pure business.
Another thing, they're like, I'm always on a lot of the cable channels. They're doing hatchet jobs on the Billy the Kid and Jesse James. Because people don't know, Billy the Kid, he was deputized to go out and encounter a corrupt sheriff working with a banker selling people's property they don't even own to a banker.
Yeah, and he was part of the regulators.
And Jesse James was going around robbing banks and also taking the banknotes and burning them from the carpetbaggers tried to put people under. People don't know that either. And they're just giving them hatchet jobs in these specials.
Well, during the Great Depression, all of these people who were robbing the banks, I mean, they were modern Robin Hoods. They were sharing the money with people, you know, who had been lost their homes to the banks and everything. And they were seen as heroes because back in the last Depression of the 1930s, the public understood the problem wasn't their work ethic or the morality. The problem was the banking system is predatory. And so the people who stood up to the banks, were viewed as criminals by the bankers, but they were popular heroes. You know, like Bonnie and Clyde, and there was a tremendous sense of correcting a social injustice with what was going on. Many, many, many years ago, if you remember the movie Bonnie and Clyde, there was their sidekick. He was a composite of two of the real Bonnie and Clyde sidekicks, and I had a chance. I actually met one of them. His name was W.D. Jones, if I recall correctly. And, of course, he was very old at the time. But he basically was going around saying, there's a lot of stuff in the movie that isn't true. And Bonnie and Clyde didn't just say, hey, let's go rob banks. It was they were driven to it by seeing the injustice of what was being done around them. And there's a lot of rewriting going on. I mean, we talked about this story a little while ago where the new curriculum is trying to portray the Boston Tea Party, which we had the anniversary of on Sunday, as a terrorist act against lawful commerce and authority. And, you know, in fact, we've got a story a little further down we're going to get to today about how students are coming home and complaining to their parents that the teachers just seem totally obsessed on selling these kids on the idea that war in Iran is necessary and just and good.
Well, you know, another thing I noticed, They're trying to do it a house. You ever seen the movie The Outlaw, Josie Wales?
Oh, I love that movie. I love that movie.
I mean, he was romanticized, too, because I think he went against the injustice of the banks and the system.
I think we're thinking of two different movies because the outlaw Josie Wales basically joined a militia that was trying to counter some raiders that were down from Arkansas during the Civil War. And they were fighting outside normal military command and atrocities were being committed. And at least the storyline in the movie, I don't know about the original historical Josie Wales all that much, but it was basically a retaliation for the murder of his family. I don't know that the bankers per se figured as much in that one as opposed to simply, you know, the evils of war, including our own Civil War.
No, even like even though they have like films glorifying Pinkerton Security and their noble acts. And I tell you, Pinkerton Security is not a noble organization.
No, they aren't. I mean, Pinkerton got his start because he was providing security services to President Lincoln. This is long before there was a Secret Service. And, Pinkerton, they were basically thugs with privately minted badges, and they had a very vile reputation back then.
They were the Blackwater of the day.
That's exactly right. You hit it right on the head. They were the Blackwater of the day.
Well, thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Carl in Texas. Aloha, Carl. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Carl dropped. All right, well, by golly. All righty. Now, getting back to this story, Paragould, Arkansas. The police chief of that town is deploying a force of officers, paramilitary. They're wearing body armor. They're basically dressed like a SWAT team. They're carrying AR-15s. And they have official permission to stop anybody in the street and demand identification and an explanation of where they're going. And this Arkansas police chief is claiming that the crime statistics alone for the town represent probable cause to accost all pedestrians for ID. That's where we're going on this. Your papers, please. Let's see your papers there, Schweinhund. We're there. We are the Fourth Reich in this country. The U.S. government is doing absolutely everything that the Nazis did to the German people. We got concentration camps. We got torture. We've got wars started with lies and deceptions. We have a persecuted religious minority. The only thing we don't have is a state bank and a value-based currency, which is what started that whole brouhaha in Germany anyway. All right, we're going to get on some other news here. CNN is still waxing about guns and gun control bill, and they're it's a full court press. I'm going to turn over to the science fiction channel at this point. There's no news coming out of the news channels anymore. It's all this gun bashing propaganda. Let's see what sci-fi is doing. Oh, it's a commercial. I'll come back to that later. All right, getting over to the situation in Syria. The United States is pulling out the two aircraft carriers they had off the coast of Syria. And this is upsetting Turkey, which was hoping for more significant U.S. military presence in the region. But I think somebody has decided that Syria is turning into a major political embarrassment for the United States. Nobody is buying that the Free Syria Army is a popular uprising after all the things that they've been doing. So they're pulling the carriers out of the area. Of course, they can turn around and send them back anytime they want to. But it's basically sending a message that the U.S. is kind of backing off of this. And this may be directly related to that meeting between Russia's foreign minister Lavrov and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, in which Lavrov made it very clear that if the U.S. goes into Syria or Iran, Russia is committed to turning those into the new Vietnam and just grind the American military down until it collapses, which is what happened in Vietnam. Now, we're getting a report that the Free Syria Army has captured the Syrian Army's biggest chemical weapons store. Okay? So, hey, the problem is solved. Assad doesn't have chemical weapons anymore. We can call off the invasion. Of course, the reality is what's going on now is now the Free Syria Army has the means to use these captured chemical weapons and blame it on Assad. That's what's going on here. All righty, we're going to take a phone call. Art, off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How's it going, man? Been a while. You know, this whole Paragold thing, I've I sent that article to you this morning. I didn't know if you had already caught that or not, but I thought it might be worthy of your attention. And I'm already hearing and seeing in a lot of the chat rooms, people are just going absolutely nuts over this. But here's my argument to people, you know. I don't know why anybody should be all up in arms over this because, I mean, if you think about it, nobody really seemed to have a problem with the total sexual abuse taking place in airports, which has been expanded to bus stations and train stations and God knows where else, and Viper teams on the highways. So, I mean, just get used to it, folks. You're living in downtown Moscow, man.
Oh, no, these days downtown Moscow's got a lot more freedoms and respect for the citizens than the United States. Like I said, we're the Fourth Reich. They have created the Fourth Reich here in the United States of America.
Yeah. Well, you know, what was interesting on that article, and I believe it's, what was the website? Was that Paragould, oh, crackers, I can't even think of the name of the website now, but if people will just go to that web, make sure you get the Paragould local newspaper website itself and scroll down and read some of the comments that are in there. And, I mean, just absolutely off the chain. I mean, everything from, well, if you have nothing to hide, to police officers and former police officers who are telling people, no, this is not right. I mean, I'm waiting to see just how far they're going to push this, Mike. I want to
well,
see
how far they're pushing as hard as they can, because if they don't get all that they want, they're still going to get some of it. And again, you need to understand, about a year ago, the U.S. government, the Air Force, all these people spent millions and millions of dollars of your tax money to buy software that creates thousands and thousands of fake online identities. You can have just one operative sitting there who can post to Twitter and Facebook and all the rest of that stuff under dozens and dozens of different names, and it's going to be the same message. That what you said is a classic one. If you've got nothing to hide, you shouldn't care if the police come up and strip search you. And, yeah, we should and we do. But a lot of what is being flooded onto the social media right now is pure USDA choice, bovine excrement, government propaganda.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, before you know it, you know, this is going to go from papers, please, to... You know, while we're at it, we need to come in your house and peek in your closets. And while we're at it, we need to copy your hard drive and all this other garbage. That's what this is going to come down to.
All right. Well, my response to that is, if the government wants to come into my home and peek into my closets, they can take the vacuum cleaner with them and get the dust bunnies.
There you go. Clean my house while you're at it, man.
That's true. Just sweep it all up and make it pristine, and you can take away all the garbage and everything and run your laboratory all over it here.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you another time.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to David in New Mexico. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to ask you, I've tried to go into your, I called you the other day, to go into your chat room a couple of times, and I was wondering, why isn't it moderated for hate speech? Because it's constantly filled with hate speech against not only Jews, but other issues.
Now,
in
you're
general.
Talking why about the Justin TV chat room, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not moderated because while I'm doing this radio show, there's only so much I can do. And we know that, Israel's ADL, the megaphonies, that's the word I'm looking for, they go into that chat room and they post phony hate speech in an attempt to discredit me and the show. And everybody knows that's what they're doing, and they basically don't pay attention to any of that stuff. The only
but
chat room that is...
from your moderators. It's coming from your moderators.
I don't have moderators in the Justin TV chat room. If they claim to be moderators... You know, they've either hijacked the account or something else is going on in there. You're dealing with fakes and phonies. Remember what we said earlier in the show? There was this Craigslist ad. They're hiring online propagandists left and right. They're throwing all this money to hire people to come in and try and make the social media look bad. Remember Cass Sunstein, Obama's internet czar, and he was out there saying we need a program of cognitive disinformation. Infiltrators, and that's what you're seeing over there. And, you know, what I might do is simply disable, you know, I might just disable the chat over at Justin TV because I'm not moderating it. Nobody I know is moderating it. It has become a free for all over there. But again, it's just noise and it's all being put out there, you know, by these propaganda shills. So don't pay any attention to it.
Okay, great. Because they even speak about, you know, they speak about Jews and the ovens and Hitler not finishing his work. And
well, that tells you right there it's Israelis doing it because they're the only ones still obsessed with that stuff. For the rest of us, it's ancient history. It happened before we were born. Do you realize that the Israeli propagandists have given Adolf Hitler exactly what he wanted? Everlasting fame. If it wasn't for Israel screaming Nazi, Hitler, Holocaust, ovens, death camps, and all the rest of that stuff, we would forget the guy. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And during the break, I checked with the people in the What Really Happened chat lounge, who also look over on the Justin Lounge, and they assure me that the people who are posting this tripe about Hitler and Nazis and everything are strangers. They're not in any way affiliated with our site. So somebody is trying to make us look bad. And it's been going on for a long time. You know, the megaphonies. Israel's foreign ministry pays Israeli students in the United States of America to sit at home, go online, and cause trouble. Israel has lost control over public opinion. They're in serious, serious trouble. And so, you know, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again, and we can expect a lot more of that coming down from the future. Now, getting back to Syria, the United Nations is sending chemical weapons kits to Syrian monitors. These are kits that are designed to basically take samples of air and water and test for the presence of chemical weapons. Now, obviously, this has been greatly complicated by the fact that the Free Syria Army has captured a large supply of Syria's chemical weapons supplies, which means if a chemical weapon is used, nobody really knows who did it. We all know who's going to get the blame, but we cannot know who really did it. By the way, NBC has been making a tremendous story out of the fact that one of their reporters in Syria, Richard Engel, escaped from the Syrian kidnappers. It's funny, they're not talking about the Ukrainian girl or the Italians who were just kidnapped by the Free Syria Army. They were focusing on Richard Engel because the militants, the gunmen who were holding him, claimed they were pro-regime, pro-Assad. And NBC said, well, of course, obviously it means they had to be pro-Assad. They were going to kill him and torture him, but luckily he got away. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Now, again, common sense. How do we know these gunmen were pro-regime? Because they said so? Why would Assad do something like this, guaranteed to alienate the American media and provide more grist for the war propaganda mill? The common sense answer is he wouldn't. And these are FSA pulling a publicity stunt, kidnapping and abusing this NBC reporter and claiming to be working for Assad, apparently unaware that the escape would involve their being shot at. More and more people are openly talking about the fact that we are at, if not already in, World War III. And they're saying that a U.S. and Israeli war on Iran is basically going to bring the entire world into conflict, which is what the money junkies want. It's a three-step process with these private central banks. Step one, you get all of the people into debt. And when they can't borrow anymore, or they won't borrow anymore, and you get the Keynesian economists who say the government has to borrow on their behalf and without their permission, which is what we've been seeing with all these bailouts for Wall Street. It's all borrowed against future tax payments by the American people. And then the third step, when the people in government can't borrow anymore, you start a war because that gets them, forcing them into more and more debt. That's where we are. The only winners of World War III will be the bankers. We'll be right back.